High FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Gal Graber, who is living in Amsterdam, currently very instrumental in the revitalization of Jachnun. Gal, shalom lecha ve toda she'iskamta ledaber itanu.
Hi, how are you doing?
Very, very well, thank you, and thanks for talking to us this afternoon. Gal, a fascinating article about Jachnun of all things. Before we get into it, maybe you should just tell us what Jachnun is.
Jachnun is a Yemenite sweet bread that you normally eat with salted grated tomatoes and a spicy green chili sauce. It is called schug, and it's super traditional to eat in Israel and for Jewish around the world. And this is what the article about, and this is what we love to make.
Let's be more specific, and I'm saying this with a smile on my face. Have you not just been involved in some major cultural appropriation here? You're Ashkenazi, I believe. Are you not appropriating a Yemeni bread?
Yeah, I'm not a Yemenite, but even though that I'm not Yemenite, I'm still making Yemenite food, and I don't think that you need to be from a certain culture to make this certain food in the best way. All you need to be is passionate about it and to try to make it the best.
I say to you, I've got a smile on my face. I didn't really mean that. I did that just to be to stoke the fire. Gal, tell me
I think that if I want to be good at pizza or pasta, I don't need to be an Italian for it.
100%. Couldn't agree with you more. Gal, why Jachnun and why now?
Why Jachnun and why now? I think now it's a really good time because a lot of people are staying in the houses because of the corona crisis. And Jachnun is something that really reminds you of home. We are not living in Israel. Me, at least, I grew up in Israel where it's really traditional to eat Jachnun every Saturday morning. And this is the tradition that I'm trying to bring back here in Amsterdam, because you have such a big Jewish and Israeli community here that the asking for Jachnun is really big. So lots of people want it, but there is not really, you cannot really find it nowhere except the frozen ones in the supermarkets. But I don't think that people really use it because I think the quality is really not that
good.
High.
Yeah,
and this is why the service that we provide, we make it everything by ourselves, from the dough, from the recipe that we made. And I think it's really nice to get a knock on the door in the morning and to get fresh jachnun from the oven.
Is it a very complex method to make? Is it like a croissant in that it has many, many layers and takes a lot of time? Just give us a sense of, why it's such
a
big deal.
It's messy. It takes a lot of time and it's quite messy, but I think that in the end, it's worth it because it brings a lot of smiles to the faces of people. So in the end, when I hear the good reviews about it and many people that told me that, wow, you made my day, you made my Shabbat, it's worth it in the end.
And is it true that you used to work at a two-star Michelin restaurant before the pandemic hit?
Yes, me and my girlfriend, she's also my business partner. Her name is Mathilde Ler. And we used to work in an Enmoshik restaurant that had two Michelin stars, but because of the pandemic, it closed. And we worked there, me 1 year and a half, and her 2 years, and she was the head pastry chef, and now she's rolling with me the jachnuns. So it's let's say
that's amazing. So whoever's buying your jachnun is getting it from a two-star Michelin restaurant chef. I mean, that is absolutely amazing, absolutely amazing. I see that jachnun seems to have kind of taken the world by storm. It's more than just Amsterdam. It seems to have taken Europe by storm, which is quite amazing, given that I don't know, people kind of don't eat many carbs anymore. Has this become flavor of the month?
It's because you're not selling just the jachnun. It's also this taste. It reminds you of home. And in Israel, it's really common to eat it, but around the world, in Europe, people that didn't I don't know, visiting the country for so long or just want the tradition of Saturday morning to wake up and eat this. It's just bring you memories. It's not just about the food. It's about your memories that...
It's about home. Yeah, no, that's a beautiful idea. It's interesting because I'm talking to you from South Africa. We are
in the house. Just something that you miss.
No, I hear you and I understand that. What I wanted to tell you, it's interesting to me because we in a South African Jewish context are almost entirely of Ashkenazi origin. And for whatever reason, it just isn't known here in South Africa at all. For you as an Israeli, it seems very, very different. It seems to have, you know, crossed the divide and become an Israeli food rather than a Yemeni food.
We can call it Israeli food, but you can say it's Yemenite food, but let's say Israel is a really big mix of cultures. It's like I can tell you that my girlfriend is French, but when I told her that I want to make an Israeli dessert and to tell her that I want to make mousse chocolate, and she said to me, first of all, it's French, and second of all, the name is mousse au chocolat. But it's really traditional in Israel to eat it. I cannot really call it Israeli, but it's so traditionally, let's say in most of the restaurants that you will go in Israel, you will find it. Because we can say it's almost Israeli, but it's not really.
How is Jachnun being received by people who are not Jewish?
It's going very well. Normally the people are not ordering it for the first time if they are, let's say, the Dutch community. But when they will eat it with friends that order it as Jewish, as Israelis, and they will eat it, they will also order it again because it's really nice and they really like the flavors.
What do you prefer, malawach or jachnun, and why?
Oh, I prefer jachnun. why? For me, it's just about the flavors. I like more the flavors of the jachnun.
Gal, thank you for putting a smile on my face. I'm definitely grinning from ear to ear. Good luck. I hope things get back to normal in Europe. I hope you can get back to your restaurant. But in the meantime, carry on teaching the Dutch how to enjoy jachnun. Tada rabba lecha.
Thank you very much. Have a really nice day.
Thank you very much. So that was it. That was Gal Graber, an Israeli chef in Amsterdam, making a living out of selling jachnun.